You're listening to That Damn Indian Show on Talk Jive Radio. I'm Kelly, and thank you so much for tuning in. It's great to be back. I had the great fortune to attend the Reservation Economic Summit in Las Vegas last week, and there were so many Indians there, and there were so many people, and the internet was really weird and shoddy, and there has been a total glitch in the internet matrices, should I say, because it's like slowing down everywhere. Everybody's trying to just, I don't know, but it was really amazing to get out there with all the Indians. It's a beautiful day to be Indian. It was a beautiful week to be Indian. And I've never, ever stayed on the Strip before. And I've certainly never gone to a conference where I was the one getting schmoozed. And so it was awesome. I got to take a picture and meet Wes Studi, Thomas's spirit animal, as he called him. And there was no way that Wes Studi was getting away from me without a picture. And then Mark Wahlberg, like, they had this meeting at that National Indian Gaming Association, NIGA, at their conference, right? And it was like for these tribal leaders and things like that. And they rushed everybody out of the room and were like, yeah, see you later. And I was like, dang it, is that where Mark Wahlberg was? Because I never saw him, and I was looking for him. There were rumors. And so I didn't see him, but I got to meet a lot of really cool people. And I got to know some people that I just kind of knew in the circles that I run in. And so it was just really great to connect with so many natives and so many native business owners and see so many of these tribes doing these great things in commerce and in energy and media, and really leading the way and showing others how to do it. It was really inspiring, and I was really glad to be a part of that this time. And so yes, indeed. Today I want to dedicate our show to Bill Thompson. He was a dear friend. He was a mentor. He was a good colleague, and just was a real advocate for Indians everywhere. I had the great fortune to get to know Bill on the National Tribal Air Association board, and just our hearts are broken, and we thankful for him. And we send our thoughts and our love to Lisa and their family. And just, we're thinking about y'all. And we love y'all. So we're going to dedicate the show today to him. That's why we had to start with National Treasure, Neil Diamond, of course. But Bill was a giant in tribal air. And it's, like I said, an advocate. And he will be greatly missed. He really will. So talking about Oklahoma, and Bill always thought he got a kick out of my accent, and it's like, yeah, of course I sound like this, but he always had me say things like y'all, and just like normal everyday things that I said. It always amused him, and it always amused him so what a fanatic I was, or am, about OU football. And lots going on with the Sooners and the Longhorns in the time that I have been away. Of course, we all know by now that the Sooners and the Longhorns are looking to join the Southeastern Conference and bail from the Big 12. And so ESPN has, this was just released a few minutes ago, and it says Oklahoma and Texas officially notified the Big 12 on Monday, that is today, that they will not be renewing their grants of media rights following their expiration in 2025, according to a joint statement released by both schools. Providing notice to the Big 12 at this point is important in the advance of the expiration of the conference's current media rights agreement. The universities intend to honor their existing grant of rights agreements. However, both universities will continue to monitor the rapidly evolving collegiate athletics landscape as they consider how best to position their athletics programs for the future. Big 12 sources told ESPN Monday that the statement leaves more wiggle room and doesn't fully guarantee that the flagship schools will remain in the league through 2025. The possibility remains that they pay the $75 to $80 million penalty for leaving early, while also giving the required 18 months notice per Big 12 bylaws. Some have speculated that this is the first legal maneuver, and the possibility also exists that if the Big 12 dissolves before 2025, OU and Texas would no longer be bound to stay through the duration of the contract. The next step falls to the SEC, which needs 11 of its 14 presidents and chancellors to agree to extend an invitation to OU and Texas. Big 12 officials are wondering if and when that might happen. As of Sunday, there was no formal timetable for a vote. According to an SEC source, SEC athletic directors are scheduled for their weekly call at 12:30 p.m. Eastern today, a call that has been rescheduled because of the league media days. The Big 12 Executive Committee met with the presidents of Texas and Oklahoma on Sunday, and sources have told ESPN they are still trying to understand exactly what Oklahoma and Texas are looking for. The question is if the SEC would extend an invitation, knowing the legal strategy of Texas and Oklahoma is to stay through the duration of the TV contract, which is what the statement indicated the teams plan to honor. OU and Texas officials were not immediately available for comment. Bitter rivals on the field, they became partners off the field in announcing their intent to explore bolting the league they helped co-found 25 years ago. Wow. With OU and the Big 8 joining with four Texas teams from the dissolving Southwest Conference. Monday's notice is the first step in what could end up being a split between the Big 12 and its two most valuable properties, which have been reportedly targeting a move to the SEC. There was no immediate word on how this move would affect basketball and other non-football sports, but the expectation is they would also ultimately follow their football programs out of the Big 12. That potentially leaves Kansas, one of the blue blood programs of men's basketball, and Baylor, the reigning basketball men's national champion, in peril along with the rest of the Big 12 as it navigates how to survive. The move might be costly for Oklahoma and Texas. Under Big 12 bylaws, they have to give the league 18 months notice that they're leaving. The two schools signed agreements with the Big 12 that granted their first and second tier media rights to the league through June 30th, 2025, and the Big 12 would own their rights until the deal expires, even if they leave. The league's bylaws state that the departing schools agree to forfeit 2 years of media distributions, which might be as much as $75 million for each. It wasn't immediately clear whether the remaining Big 12 schools would negotiate some sort of settlement to allow them to leave either. The Big 12 has been especially hospitable to the Sooners, who won 14 conference championships in football, including the last six straight. The Longhorns, meanwhile, found the league hospitable in other ways, most notably that it allowed them to hold on to enough of their media rights to have their own television property, a partnership with ESPN, the Longhorn Network. The Longhorns have won three league titles, including the first one in 1996. Three. The departures would be a major blow for the Big 12, which previously lost Nebraska to the Big 10, Colorado to the Pac-12 in 2011, and then Texas A&M and Missouri to the SEC in 2012. The league already had to get a waiver from the NCAA in order to have a championship game with just 10 members and would have to find replacement for two of college football's most storied programs. It could potentially also have to protect its remaining schools from being poached by other leagues. And it goes on. So they don't know about scheduling, current scheduling. And, you know, these teams have, like, their non-conference scheduled, I mean, for years and years and years. Like, what, 10 years? Like, I have been waiting for Nebraska to come here since, what, 2014 when they scheduled that game? 2013, 2014 when they scheduled Nebraska to come here in 2021, and it's finally here. Our home and home with Nebraska is finally here. And so you're not taking that away from me. But there's a lot to consider just from the financial aspect of it on both sides, and I'm sure that's really what's driving all of these decisions is the money part of it, especially in light of the Supreme Court's decision to allow the players to benefit from their likeness and different things like that. So, I mean, there's a lot to be told. Me personally, I mean, I just think we should just leave well enough alone. But I know that the Big 12 isn't as competitive as all that. And really, I think it's hilarious that O State is being such a crybaby about everything. You know what? Y'all would at least have a chance to win with OU and Texas out of the way. And they're like, nobody told us anything. And it's like, why does anybody have to tell you anything anyway, O State? Back to the basement where you belong. So in honor of that, I had to wear my I Hate Orange shirt today. And I hate all shades, don't get me wrong. Burn orange, bright orange, I don't care. But it's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out. I wondered about the media stuff. I wondered about how those things were going to come about. And so who knows? Maybe they'll divide the rest of the conference up with the rest of the Power Five. I mean, they were talking about expanding, inviting teams to the Big 12. Just add two more. That's four. Get four. So there you go. Problem solved. But I don't care. Y'all know where my loyalties lie. I'm an OU alum. People hate it that we're the Sooners. People get all mad about that. But you know what? Change the name. I'll sign the petition. I'll sign the petition to change the mascot or whatever. Yeah, I'll do it. I don't have time to initiate that fight, but I will certainly support y'all. But until that happens, you know what? That's my team, and that's who I'm going for. So whatever they do, wherever they go, My heart will surely follow the Oklahoma Sooners. So, or the Oklahoma, what the frig ever. Whatever y'all decide to change the mascot to when somebody decides to finally do it. So there you go. Until then, I will still point and laugh when the schooner tips over. So, how's that? Thank you so much for tuning in. This is a production of the Institute for Native Arts and Media. We are indigenous, we're independent, and you're listening to That Damn Indian Show on Talk Jive Radio.